What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. What's up, you guys? All right, so today's episode was done a little differently. This is actually a recording I did with the John podcast. I was actually their guest, and they were kind enough to let me get the whole audio recording so I could put on my show and bring it to you guys. So here's the interview I did, and the topic is raising children, Haitian culture versus American culture. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Welcome to the Drawing Podcast. I'm your host, Shalia.
And your host, Janina.
And today, y'all, we got a special guest in the building. We got Rose, aka Mama Life, here with us. Say hey to the people.
Hey, what's up?
So we're going to get started with our affirmation. And today's affirmation says, when the time is right, it will happen. What's up with y'all? How was y'all day? Y'all good?
I'm still on a struggle bus, but day by day, girl. Still on a struggle bus. I got my car back, though.
So that's good. Your car been running good since you got it back?
Before I got into my accident, I needed an oil change anyway. So I have to take it to get an oil change, and my inspection sticker is done. So I'm going to try to drop it off tomorrow.
Okay. What about you? What you want to be called, Rose or Mama Life?
Rose.
Okay. But what about you, Rose? You good?
Oh my God. It's spring break with the kids, so it's been crazy.
Okay. Yeah. I think this is Ava's last week, and then she has off next week. I don't know.
What state do you live in?
Florida.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. That's what my husband said today. He had he has to go to Florida for work.
Me, I'm okay. It's been cold here. So I'm like, where is spring? Spring, you still coming or no?
She called out, child.
Because I can't listen. Had to put on a coat and turn the heat on. It was colder here than it was in Philly. I'm like, what is going on, Georgia? Yes.
What was the temperature today?
The low this morning was like 28 or something.
Are you serious? Ooh. Oh my God, that's crazy.
It's like a freeze warning that went on from yesterday night until tomorrow night.
Yeah, it was like 50 degrees, I think, here today.
So it's cold. But so what y'all got? Y'all got, I like that joint. Nope, I don't like that joint at prime time.
I have an I like that joint. I just changed it just now because it was going to be a documentary. I'm such a dork. But I was watching the Marlon stand up before we came on, and it was hilarious. So the Marlon stand up, God loves me.
Okay.
It's on HBO.
Oh, that's the one that what's the name is telling us about.
Yeah, he does his, basically his, almost his whole set is about the whole Chris Rock and Will Smith slap thing, but it's hilarious. It's hilarious though, and I'm not really a big Marlon fan because sometimes I feel like he's not funny or sometimes he's like too corny. Yeah. But that stand up, I was laughing aloud, like laughing. So
okay, I'm gonna have to check it out. What about you, Rose? You got anything?
Yes. Okay, so I'm stuck on this series called Kindred. It's like this girl that keeps going back into it. It's so interesting. It's on It's on Hulu.
Hulu, yeah.
Because I love time movies.
Okay. What episode did you see that,
but I didn't see it, but I heard of it because it's based off a book.
I'm still on the first season. I think I'm like halfway, but she's stuck in time and I'm just wondering when she's gonna get back.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out too. I'm so behind on stuff. Ugh. But I got a nope, I don't like that joint. Yesterday I was at Walmart and I don't know if the Walmart's where y'all live at now, they're like phasing out cashiers.
Yeah.
So everything is self-checkout, which is annoying in itself.
Right.
But I'm in self-checkout and this lady is so close. Like, she went past my, because you know you got your shopping cart and you put your stuff up on the thing, the scan, and she went past my shopping cart like, do you work here? Why are you so close to me? And so I was like, can I help you? She's like, I'm just waiting.
What?
Can you back up? I was like, I'm not done yet. That annoyed me.
I cannot.
Because it's like, why are you in my personal space?
Like, I have a really big pet peeve of people standing over me. It honestly don't even matter where I'm at. Even my husband, if he's like, say if I'm in here and then he's standing, I'm like, what do you need?
Yeah.
What do you want? Like, I can't with people standing over me. I can't.
Yeah, I hate it. So that's I don't like that. Just especially like, I'm still out here wearing my mask. So
right, you're
way too close to me. Back up. I don't want your germs. So yeah, that annoyed me. But okay, so you gotta hit this joint up is where we highlight a small business, and this week we're highlighting Amazing Gifted Sweets by Jackie. And this is a black owned woman owned business specializing in sweet treats for your events or if you just have a sweet tooth. She is based out of Philadelphia. She is doing right now, she's promoting for a prom package, like you could get different sweets and stuff for your prom or whatever event that you have. So hit her up. She can be found on Instagram and Facebook at Amazingly Gifted Sweets, and her website is amazinglygiftedsweets.com. So hit her up, make sure y'all support her and get some sweets. I'm so mad because she came here to visit recently. And I'm like, did you bring some sweets? But I know she couldn't bring anything on a plane, but she has these, like the strawberry shortcake bites, but then she does a strawberry drizzle that she puts in like the, you know, the things like you put like the shots for the cake.
Wow.
It looks so good. So, but she about to also start a subscription box for her sweet. So I'm probably going to be ordering even though I don't eat none.
Right.
But make sure y'all hit her up, amazinglygiftedsweets.com. So we're going to get into this week's episode topic. And this week's episode topic is raising children, Haitian culture versus African American culture. And we have Rose here with us. So, Rose, you're from Haiti, right?
Yes, I'm from Haiti. I came here when I was like 7.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, we just want to, and she also has 3 boys, right?
Yes.
She has 3 boys. So, we just want to talk about the difference and the culture she experienced in Haiti. How she's raising her children and kind of sort of see if it's any you know, similarities
or like, yeah, Haitian American,
yeah, and to how me and Janina, you know, grew up and were raised. So Rose, you want to talk about like how your experience was in Haiti versus when you came here?
I couldn't remember much in Haiti because I was like, it was from like when I was born until I was like 7, and I basically came here. But when I came here, it was like a lot different because my dad was like very strict. So I couldn't have any friends, or I didn't even go to my prom.
Wow. Are you the only child?
Yeah, well, actually, no, because I have a sister, but from a different mother. So, well, technically, but not really. But yeah, I'm my mom's only child, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it was tough because he was strict. I don't think he trusts anybody. Like in a Haitian culture, we don't really trust anybody that much. So with me growing up, he was very, we stayed in the house a lot and we didn't even do much.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now so the neighborhood.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The neighborhood you guys moved to, was it like a lot of other Haitian immigrants there or was it not?
We were in Miami. So I first went to Miami. So I grew up kind of in Miami. So it was a lot of Haitians there. But the neighborhood, it wasn't that much. Yeah, because it was a small neighborhood. So it wasn't that much, you know, Haitian. But we did go to like Haitian stores. Like it's kind in my culture, we stay where, you know, and we support our community. Like we will go to Haitian stores. Haitian restaurants will go to like Haitian doctors, mm-hmm. like stay within our culture, and we're like very supportive of that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the immigrant thing.
Yeah,
I think a lot of most immigrant communities are like that though. I know, especially in the Asian community they are. I know in the African community they are. Mm-hmm. I think it's the immigrant thing, and I think that's the one thing that us as like descendants of African slaves, we kind of like lost the whole like support community. Our own, mm-hmm. you know, that is one of our downfalls because it's kind of used against us because like the black dollar leaves the black community so fast.
So what about your school? Did you go to a mixed school? Was it predominantly black?
Well, when I first came, I went to it was a mixed school because I didn't know English, so they had to kind of start from scratch and mm-hmm. teach me the language. So I think I skipped. No, I didn't skip, but they left me back a couple grades. So
a couple grades?
I don't know. Girl. But I know by the time I was in fifth grade, I was about 13 or 11.
Wow. Which one? 13 or 11? That's a big difference.
Cause you're okay.
How old were you when you graduated from high school?
Okay, when I graduated, I can't remember. See, having kids, your memory is gone. But I remember in the fifth grade, I think I was like around 11 or 12. I think it was 11 or 12. Not 13, my bad. 11 or 12.
What month is your birthday?
December.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes a little more sense. You probably were 11 when September started and then turned 12 in September. I mean, in December. So it probably seemed like you were like way older than everybody.
Yeah.
So what age do you think you learned English?
I think it was 8.
Okay. Like,
it didn't take me that long to learn it. Like it was pretty easy because in the school that I went to, they spoke English and Spanish. Okay. So my dad is fluent in Spanish, so I kind of know a little bit of both, but I can't speak Spanish, but I could understand a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. But your native tongue is French?
Creole.
Oh, Creole. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Which is like a combo, right?
Yes, like a combo because like if you talk French, I could understand a little bit, but I can't really speak it.
Okay. So yeah, like for us, since we were born here, English is, you know, the only language we know. But then I learned Spanish, but ask me, only thing I can say is como está or the days of the week. But anything other than that, and it's a shame because I had it in eighth grade and all throughout high school. That's horrible that I don't, you know, speak it. But
right. I mean, I know some words. I'm not fluent or anything. I want to be. I had found a Spanish class. Well, people know I'm always trying to put my daughter in stuff, right? So I had put her in a Spanish class. She was probably like 7, I think. She was probably like 6 or 7. But she had a traumatic experience with some boys outside of that class. And that class, she was the only girl, so she no longer wanted to go there. I know, it was a mess. But now I started with her with ASL. I want her to get fluent in ASL. She has an interest in being fluent in ASL, so.
So now, so you learn English, but at home, you still
because my mom didn't know English, but my dad knew English, so I still had to speak to my mom. So I spoke like full Creole at home.
Oh, your dad knew English when he brought you guys to.
Yeah, he knew English when he brought us. But
oh, so he spoke 3 different languages.
Yes.
Interesting. So now with your children,
why wouldn't he teach you English as a kid, a small kid?
I don't know.
Do you teach your kids Creole?
What I was about to say.
I'm trying, but I didn't really want the English to like go away, because I was like, if I teach them Creole first, they might not be able to. Because when I was teaching them how to talk, I was like, should I do English or should I do Creole? And I think I picked English because I was like, it's easier to do English and then translate, but I never had a chance. I never got it to, because every time I try teaching them now, it's like they're 3, 4, and 8. So it's like they know they don't want to do it.
Yeah. I know Perez Hilton, he started his children off with Spanish. So his children only knew how to speak Spanish.
Yeah, so I didn't want to, I had to choose. And I was like, okay, I'm going to choose English, because if I start off with Creole, it's going to be hard to like try to turn them around.
What about your husband? Where is he from?
He's from New York. He's from Queens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he Haitian or is he American?
No, he's American. Like, it's weird because everybody expected me to marry Haitian. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do it because it's so different. It's so
Haitian
different.
Men is they a trip.
I'm mouthy and I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm gonna say what's on my mind, and I don't like to listen to anybody. And me and my husband's like a perfect fit because he cooks and I cook. And I remember growing up with my parents, my mom is the only one that really cooks, if you know what I mean. Like, she caters to my dad and she cooks and she does everything. So yeah. I'm like, I don't think I could do that. I mean, comes over to my house, she's always trying to cater to my husband too. And to put his food on the table and do this and do that and just bring him his food and his water and stuff. So
yeah
I think it's a culture thing.
In the Haitian culture, a lot of things is like the man is, even the sons though are like put first.
But I mean, it's some American households that run like that too, so I think it's just how you were taught and how you were raised. Me, I'm too progressive. So
yeah, I mean, me personally, I do like to cater, but I also like to be served, so it's kind of like a give and take. So I do have a traditional role, gender role in my marriage, but like there's nothing I can ask my husband to do that he'll say no or he won't do. But you know, I knew like the I growing up in Philly, it's not in Philly. I feel like when we grew up, it wasn't really a lot of Haitian people around. But when I went to college, one of my friends from college, she was Haitian, but she was born in America, but her mother and father both came over from Haiti. And so that was like the most I had like introduction to like Haitian culture. But like her brother, like he lived with her mom for a long time. Mm-hmm. And her brother, like her mom, so they live in New York, and her mom shared the bedroom with her daughters while the son had his own room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, my sister's ex-husband is Haitian, and the same thing, like he literally recently got remarried, but like they lived in her home. The sister moved, it's just him and his sister. His sister moved out. Even to this day, I forget the nickname she gave him, but it's like he could do no wrong. Mm. He called his mom today and be like, can I have $5,000? She gonna scrape it up. If the sister called, you supposed to work. You can't be calling me getting money. You know, get her a whole lecture. It's crazy. And I was just like, wow. But from being around them, I've seen how the men, it's like a they come first. And yeah. They, you know what I mean? So, but like I said, some American households, they run like that as well. So just depends on how you were raised. Now, I like to be, just if you like to be catered to, so do I. So like you said, your husband cooks, like every day I'm not going to feel like cooking, especially if we have children.
Facts.
Step in sometimes and cook too, or you can mop the floor, or you can sweep, you know what I mean? So that whole thing, like this is what the woman does and this is what the man does. If that's how you want me to be every day, then I need to be a housewife.
Right, most definitely. Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I never said I would marry somebody who didn't know how to cook. Like, that was something that I always wanted because my father cooked. So I always, you know, lived in a household where the man cooked as well. So I wasn't going to be with... There's a lot of men out here who cannot cook for themselves. Like, who don't know how to cook. And if you don't cook, they basically won't eat or eat out. But
it's a lot of women who don't know how to cook, though, that are married and have kids.
It is. And I would say when I would know people like that, I'm like, well, what were you doing? In my head, I'm like, what were you doing when your mom was cooking? Like, you didn't want to go in there and help her? I don't know. That was just... But...
Yeah. So... But so now, with your children, you more so are raising them in American culture, or do you still, you know, instill some of the Haitian culture? How are you raising your kids now?
Well, my parents come every so often, so we instilled some of the Haitian culture, like the food, and when it's Haitian Flag Day, I let them know. When it's like Haitian New Year, I let them know that too. But it's like I'm raising them different from the way I was raised. Like my 8-year-old, I let him go to sleepovers so he could just, you know, enjoy his childhood, because I wasn't really allowed to go to sleepovers. Right. And I guess if you look back now, that would be a good thing. I don't know, maybe he had a good reason for it, but
yeah.
I think a lot of people did. Back then it was safer than it is now. That's just...
I don't think so.
I do, because of... This is why I think... Well, we were only allowed to go to relatives' house. Or if my parent and near parent were like friends or knew each other really good. Other than that, no. But the reason why I think it's worse now is because social media. And children see so many things on social media. Like back in the day when we were growing up, we didn't hear so much about somebody got their parents' gun and shot their friend, or it was a mistake and they shot their brother and sister. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess the reason why I say, because I know so many people now who were victims of abuse. So I just say, in that perspective, I didn't think that it was, like, a lot of people back then didn't have those conversations with their children about, like, people touching you. Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people did send their kids out to the wild, wild west, going to spend the night over somebody's house, not knowing that, like, their uncle or the stepdad or whoever is a predator. As opposed to now, I think people maybe have more open conversations with their children about that kind of stuff. And then like back in the day, if you wanted to go home, you had to rely on using this person's house phone to call your parent. Yeah. As opposed to now, you probably have your own cell phone or whatever. You have easy access to your child. Like, you can see their GPS location.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I can see it both ways. You just have to have those conversations with your kids and let them know about touches and, you know, being able to talk to your parents. Because, like we always say, back then we were told stay in a child's place or, you know, all of that stuff. So, so your parents, they live in Florida or are they back in Haiti?
Oh, no, they live in Florida. They actually live in Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did your dad feel about you not marrying somebody of Haitian culture?
I don't think he cared. It was different, but I don't really think he cared. Like, I honestly, like, I wasn't really allowed to date, so I had to kind of sneak around until I was really ready to get, like, married. And then I find that I was getting...
Wait, so how old were you when you met your husband?
In my 20s.
Okay. So how long were y'all together before you got married?
We're together for a while. Yeah, we're together for a while. Just, like, sneaking around like I was.
Sneaking in your 20s?
Yes, because my parents were mad strict. Like, growing up in a Haitian household, like, they're, like, mad strict.
So you never lived on your own? You just moved from your parents' house to with your husband?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that would make sense how did you
realistic, like, in your 20s, like, you're just supposed to wake up one day and have a husband? Like, I mean, how are you supposed to date?
I went to college in Jacksonville, which I'm in Jacksonville right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to college in Jacksonville and that's where we met.
Okay.
Yes. I would, like, go back home and then go back to Jacksonville because he would be there and just visit back and forth.
But they never told you officially, oh, you're going to college, you better not have a boyfriend. Did they tell you that?
They didn't, but they were like, and to me, going to college to become a doctor, and I don't think that's what I really wanted to do. But ironically, I became a medical assistant anyway.
The thing is, though, a lot of different cultures, like Jamaican, Haitian, Dominican, a lot of those people that I know like that, they usually have arranged marriages. People who their parents pick that they think are good for them. And two, I hear when they send their kids to school, they're like, you're going to be a doctor.
Yes.
It's three things. I forget. A lawyer, or sometimes
I think they'll be a nurse.
Something else, but I hear that a lot. So,
yeah.
And half of the time, their children don't end up being what their parents want them to be. So, I mean, I get it. But then it's like, if you see that this is not what your child want to do, you can't be disappointed because you kind of forced it on them.
That's true, but I salute a lot of immigrants because to me, they're like, they have plans, they're diligent with, like, making sure their children are on top of stuff. A lot of times, like, us as African Americans, like, descendants of slaves, like, we, a lot of times it's like, oh, your child's 18, they gotta go. Like, yeah. They more so, like, they let their kids, okay, you gonna live here, you gonna live under my rules, blah 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 blah, I think it's a little more structure, because they're like, well, I didn't get on a boat, or I didn't travel all this long for you to come to America and screw up, you know.
Yeah, but then it's like, you bring your child to America where it's all this free stuff to do. How do you think they're not going to be curious and not want to do
like these this is things? Not what we came to America for.
Like, if you're around your friend, just like she said, Rose said she didn't go her prom. How did you feel? Were you upset?
Oh yeah, I think I was depressed for a while.
Yeah. Did you ask if you can go? And they just said no, girl.
Yes, I did actually ask, because I was excited about it. And my dad was like, no, because it was going to be in a hotel, and he thought I was going to just go and sleep with somebody.
Yeah, I think sometimes their reality would be like, they think of the most.
Because he's seen a lot.
Yeah.
He's seen a lot of people be dishonest or betray people, and he don't trust nobody, not even his own kid.
No.
He's seen a lot of people. That would have been, it'd be like, he's seen all types of stuff. He like, no, I can't even trust you to go to the prom and be there for me to pick you up.
But he probably would have been taking her, dropping her off.
That's what I said. He don't even trust that. He like, I'll drop her off. She probably won't even go in the ballroom. She probably go straight upstairs with some man.
That's what I'm saying. But listen, I ain't gonna lie, I did that a couple times. I got dropped off in school, waited till they pulled off, and did not go in that school.
And he saw one girl do that, and then he like, oh no. Or he was the boy that the girls was with when they was kids.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I'm glad that you're raising your children and letting them go to sleepovers and stuff like that. And do you let them have friends over to your house to go for sleepovers?
My oldest actually goes to, because my husband's an accountant, so it's his co-worker's house, because his co-worker's son and my son are friends.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good. If you just always have like that one good friend, because I had that one good friend whose house I always got to go over, or right, they came to my house, that's really all you need.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because kids, parents, they just can't be trusted. So and I'm serious. It'd be a lot of stuff that I see and heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I know. So I had my daughter had a sleepover in January. And I know that a lot of people, you know, don't allow their kids to sleep over at people's houses or whatever. So I rented an Airbnb.
Oh, nice.
So it wasn't like, oh, we're not sleeping at my house. You know, this is a neutral ground or whatever. And so it was this one girl who mom wasn't going to let her stay over. She let her come over, but she wasn't going to let her spend the night. And so I had to like convince her. I'm like, it's just me here with the girls. I mean, it was like a 5-bedroom, 3-story house, and me and just girls. That's it. I'm like, it's not no men, no boys, nothing here. Just me. And I fell asleep on the couch, and they was running rampant in the house. But yeah, and then like one of her other friends too, she actually spent the night over her house last week. Like me, I never was a stickler for that. Like my parents wasn't really a stickler either about me spending the night, but I'm the youngest of three. So they, by the time they had me, they, you know, it didn't matter because my sisters done did other stuff. So it didn't matter. So it wasn't really often that I asked to do stuff and my parents told me no. But so my daughter, I allow her to spend the night as long as I know the parent and I have direct access to the parent and I fill them out. I don't mind because my daughter, she'll speak up. She'll contact me if she's uncomfortable herself and I'll come get her. It don't matter what time, I will come get her. But I think it's a matter of giving your child, you know, some form of independence, because some people I've watched where they didn't have any, like they were so strict that when it was time for them to be on their own, they went buck wild. Yeah. And you kind of don't want your child to do that.
Yeah. So wait, one last question. How did your husband feel about you having to sneak around when y'all was dating? Like, how was that?
I don't think I told him, actually.
But he never asked, like, why can't I come see your house or nothing like that?
He was up in Jacksonville in college because by then I didn't go to college in Jacksonville anymore because it was a private college and I could no longer pay, so I had to move back to Orlando. Oh. So that's when I had to come visit him on Greyhound, like every weekend or every time I would get, you know, off.
Well, you were telling your parents you was going.
I went to this school, this trade school for a medical assistant. So I think every time I would go, I'll make up a lie and say that I'm like sleeping over at the school or something. I don't know why they believed it. I don't even know if they believed it.
Sleeping over at the school? What?
At somebody's dorm.
It didn't have dorms. That was a funny thing. I don't even know why they ran with the story. I was just like, okay, well, they believed it, so I'm just gonna keep on saying it.
Yeah, if you get that one good lie that your parents believe, I know they don't believe it no more. You just keep going with it. So, yeah, wow. So that, I'm sure that was a big transition for you at 8, coming here and getting, you know, being behind the school and not going on your prom. Yeah,
it was big. It was big. Well, my dad used to watch like America's Most Wanted, and I think after that Selena movie, it was over because at one point he told my best friend that she was gonna stab me, and that's
oh
why.
Oh my
he,
god!
Like for what? I was like, no, because he watched. I think he watched that Selena movie, and you know how that woman that was supposed to be her friend killed her. So. Yeah. That's how he was like, okay, I don't
want to. She wasn't a friend though. She was the president of the fan club. She was obsessed.
Yeah. Well, he assumed she was a friend. So she was like, you see So.
But how is he now? Like, is he still strict? Do he be telling you, like, don't let your kids do this or that?
Sometimes, but then I gotta tell him that it's okay, and you know, that's how I'm raising my kids. So he's not that strict anymore. I think he's good.
Okay, that's good.
You
had something, Janina?
So, I don't know. So when did you introduce your husband to your family? Like, okay, I got me a man. Like,
oh, when he proposed to me.
Oh my god!
What?
Wow!
Yeah. Proposed to me because I think my dad didn't even want to meet him until he proposed to me. So
wow!
Yeah,
That's crazy.
Well, your husband is a good person, man, that he stuck by and went through all of that.
Crazy.
Yeah, because I had guys, I don't bring people unless we serious around my family, and they would be like, dang, I can't meet up. And they'd be like, yeah,
I can count on my hands how many people met my family. I'm not. But it was important that it had always been important that whoever I was with got along with my parents. So like early on when we were dating, I know my dad and Anthony went to like a football game together or whatever, like without me. But your dad seemed like a piece of work. When is his birthday?
December 14th. He's another Sagittarius.
Oh, that's my mom's birthday. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Listen. So when is your mom's birthday?
November 23rd. She's a Sagittarius too.
Oh wow. My god. A house full of
Sagittarius. But yeah. Ooh. Wow.
Ooh. And the only odd one. She was born in August. So.
Who's born in August?
My sister.
Oh, August what? Let's see.
August 9th.
Okay, well, she a Leo. Yeah.
Yeah.
A wow. Leo.
Sagittarius is, you know.
Wow. We glad you here. Yeah, you you roughed it out, but now look at you. You married with three kids. Couldn't even go to the prom.
Oh my God. Three boys? I don't know how you do it, man. This one boy run me ragged.
I'm in therapy, so.
Listen, if I had him first, I tell people this all the time. If I had him first, I would have been done. Because he is a piece of work. He's a maniac. Boys are so abusive.
Yes. No lie.
They are so abusive. And what makes it worse with girls, I mean, my experience with girls is not that they're nowhere near abusive like young, little boys. But what makes it so bad is that they'll beat you up in the same breath and then like kiss you and tell you that they tell them, they tell you that they love you.
That it's is so, so
toxic.
That's hilarious.
Listen. It's so toxic. And then it's like when I tell people about it, everybody's like, yes, I know. Yes. Well, where was this? Where was this conversation when I was pregnant with this boy? Because nobody was telling me this, that I was going to be experiencing this abuse.
Yeah. But Rose, your boys seemed like they spread out. Like you waited. You said 2, no, 4, just and one. 8? No, the ages.
8, 3, and 4.
Yeah, 3 and 4. Oh, right back,
you had
back.
The 3 and 4. I thought you said 4 and 2. Oh, 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 3... was, yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how you do it and keep your marbles, but hats off to you because yeah. My son, he's a feral child. So, and that's what I'm saying. And these are COVID babies. You know what I mean? Like, they really didn't experience a lot. We was in the house.
So y'all got any last thoughts before we wrap up?
What would you say is the biggest difference that you notice with like American culture and family dynamics with the Haitian culture and family dynamics?
Okay, I would say that like when I was in my parents' house and I was working, like they never once asked me to pay a bill. Like they would say like save your money. Like I never even paid a light bill or anything. I'll just save my money and do whatever I want with my money. But I think in American culture it's like you have to contribute to the household. Mm-hmm. So that's a big difference. Well, and that they want you out by a certain age, but in a Haitian culture you can stay as long as you want.
I think now more Americans are realizing, especially at the parents that are our age and a little bit older, are realizing like when we were 18 and told you gotta go and you gotta pay, we weren't equipped, we weren't mature. So we're realizing now, like, hey, that was done to us, it wasn't right. So let me not do that to my children. Let's break this cycle. You know what I mean? But you're right. That's absolutely true that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think also that the flip is that I think more immigrant children are okay with living with their parents too. I think a lot of Black American young kids, they think they want their freedom or whatever, because I've seen several instances where, like you said, they do say that they do want you to contribute. And once the parent introduces that, they say, because it happened in my household where my sister was like, I'm gonna help you pay your bills. So where they say, I'm not against that. Like, I'm not, like, if you, it depends. Like, if I'm good and I'm not struggling, or like, you know what I mean? I don't need money from my kid, but I'm also not gonna pay your cell phone bill. Like, it's certain things that I'm not gonna pay for. I'm not gonna pay for your cell phone bill, you know, but I know people who, once their parents start talking about them paying for stuff, then they feel like, oh, I gotta go out and get my own. And it's like, yeah, but if you lose your job or you didn't do those hours or whatever, that same amount of rent is going to be due at this apartment, the electric bill, all that stuff's still going to be due, as opposed to when you living with your parents. If you don't got it, they going to know you ain't got it because you ain't been at work.
Yeah, I think we had this, as I know I had this mentality. I'm leaving because I can't even do what I want to do if I'm if I'm paying these bills.
Yes.
So I'm not staying to get here. Out. Yeah, but now I'm like,
I couldn't wait.
I don't even have a parent. My parents are in heaven, hopefully. So I don't even have nobody I could call and be like, can I come back home? Because trust me, I would. I definitely would.
Yeah, couldn't wait to get one thing that I think I'm going to be conscious of when my children get older is not being like a nagger or not like being like my dad. My parents lived with me, my father, my mom and dad, their house put on fire, and so they came and lived with me for a couple of years, but he still was staying up and monitoring what time I was coming in
my house. No,
you know what I mean. So I would make sure, like, my ideal situation would be that when my kids are college age, they have their own space in our house, like, you know, a finished basement or a mother-in-law suite or whatever, where they can stay there and I know they're safe and you know what I mean, but they're still close.
But
I know people growing up, it was like that too, where some people, you know, their basement was finished and that's where they, you know, they had their own entrances or whatever. But like, you ain't gonna stay here forever. But as long as you're in school, you always got a place in my house. As long as you're in school or you working on a goal, you always got a place in my house. But it's a no bump zone for real. Like a no bump zone.
So last thing, you're going to allow, Rose, you're going to allow your kids to stay as long as they want. And that's something you and your husband both agree on.
Oh, I don't know if my husband would. Right. He's different.
Right. Yeah.
But they're going to get like financially stable and then, you know, when they're financially stable, they could move out as long as they're like working and stuff.
Yeah, right. I think
sons is different too, because I think with sons, you want them to be able to hold down a household.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Because if your daughter could possibly be a housewife and just take care of her kids or whatever, but you want your son to be able to be the provider also. You know, I mean, I feel like they're always pushing girls to be strong and hold it down anyway.
Yeah. So we're going to play a game that we play with all of our guests, and Janina's going to do the questions with you.
So, all right. So it's a spitfire game. You know, the first thing that comes to your mind, don't take a long time to think of your answer. It's just like a this or that. So the category is mom thing.
Oh, okay.
Take a nap or take a long shower?
Take a nap.
Date night at home with no kids or night out on the town?
Night out on the town.
A new handbag or a new kitchen gadget?
Oh, a new handbag.
A good cup of coffee or a nice glass of wine?
Oh, a nice glass of wine.
Take out for the family or family outing at a restaurant?
Take out for the family.
all of them.
Sure my kids not acting out at this restaurant.
Oh my god! A pet cat or a pet dog?
Oh, a pet cat.
Night out with the girls or date night with the hubs?
Ooh, date night.
A cruise or an island getaway?
Ooh, island getaway.
That's all.
Okay. So, Rose, give everybody your social media and the name of your podcast, where they can find you at and follow you.
All right, so my Instagram is MamaLife+3. And my podcast is on
Anchor. You gotta spell it out since it's spelled different.
Oh, Mama Life, MamaLife+3. And my podcast is on Anchor, which is changed to Spotify now. And I'm also on Apple Podcasts, which you guys can listen to and leave a rating if you feel, you know, nice. So.
Okay, yes, yeah, nice. Definitely follow MamaLife+3. That's MamaLife+3. So follow her. She supports our podcast. We support her podcast. So we're glad that we were finally able to collaborate with you. Get you one to kick it with the joints. So
yes, this was fun and therapeutic.
Yes.
She's always giving her updates, her therapy updates.
Yes, I love it. So thank you for coming through and hanging out with us. And so we'll have a good night. Get you some the kids in bed. Get you some sleep.
Girl, yes, they go to bed at 8 on a dot.
That's good. That's a good schedule. So. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. All right, so today's inspirational quote is, children learn more from what you are than what you teach. It's story time. You ready for this? All right, so my 3 and 4-year-old were getting dressed in the morning. And I guess they notice each other's belly button, and then they started playing each other's belly button and just talking about how their belly buttons are. And I was like, sirs, really? It's not that serious. And I don't like you guys digging in each other's belly buttons. Like, that is just weird. Let's not have conversations with each other about belly buttons. Which belly buttons is bigger, which belly, whatever. Y'all got the same belly button. So, yes, that's what kids talk about. So, yeah, that's my spill. So, what's something that your kids do that you be looking like, what are you doing? Thank you so much for listening to Season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLife+3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLife+3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.